Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and John Weidlich from Weidlich Farm in Miller's Falls. Now, I live in Turner's Falls, another village of Montague, and one of my neighbors down the street in his backyard has this mini tiny little Christmas tree farm, so it's fun to drive by and see these tiny trees that he's been working on and see how they grow up over the years, just like the neighbor kids. But you, John, you've got Christmas trees, but not for sale, not yet.
Not yet. They're in the process of growing. Next spring, I'll plant some more, about 25 a year I put in. I've got about 200 now. As soon as they're ready, which usually takes at least 5 years, to 7 years, I'll start to sell them.
That's a long return on investment.
It is.
And while this farm is a family farm since the 1920s, this is not where the history of this farm lies.
My grandfather came over from Poland via Austria, I think, and he settled in Turner's and went to work in the cotton mills, saved up enough money, and bought the property where it is now and started a dairy farm there.
Mm-hmm. And as we've heard so many times with so many stories, dairy, especially in this region, struggled, and the farms either went into sale and real estate and went away altogether, or farms had to adapt.
We kind of kept the farm going to pay the taxes, and it just, I went to work someplace else and diversified as much as I could. So, you know, I started a sawmill and wood processing, Christmas trees, bees we have now.
You brought some maple syrup, so you're making maple syrup.
Yeah. How do we all benefit by the fact that your father decided not to sell the land?
Well, he decided to turn it over to APR restrictions.
Which is the kind of financing you get on your car, right? Low APR financing?
Minimum credit score of 720 to qualify. Best carry deposit, MSRP 4333.
That's what I hear about.
Agricultural preservation restriction.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And that's where the development rights are bought by the state. The farmer gets that money, and then the land must stay for agricultural purposes.
It's a beautiful piece of property. You can see it if you look off to the south side on the French King Bridge.
Ah.
So it's always going to be green.
So you grew up farming on this farm, but then you left to go do something else.
I never left. I stayed there. I built a house there, but I did get another job, which allowed me to continue to work on the farm.
Which was what?
My job?
Yeah.
American Pool Players Association. I started billiard leagues.
Wow.
Yeah. Back in the late 70s.
So you're a pool shark.
Yeah.
Trouble with a capital P. That rhymes with pool.
Right here in River City.
How does one discover that they've got a penchant for pool and they're going to go start a league?
Well, I like the game of pool.
Did you like travel around and make money?
No.
You never came into a town unknown.
Yeah.
You know, boy, it'd be great to have 50 extra dollars.
That was never a good idea. But I saw an opportunity on the business end of it to get into the game of pool and actually make a living. I owned a franchise with the American Pool Players Association. My job was to go around to any bar or pool hall and talk them into getting a team. And I'd sign up the people and they'd pay a small fee. So everybody was happy. You know, I was happy. The players had a ball. The bar owners were happy because they had people coming. It didn't cost them anything. There was no sponsor fee. It's grown to be the largest pool league in the world. Farming was what I really liked to do.
Yeah.
And this job allowed me to do that.
Are you a good player yourself?
Yeah, I'm fairly
Someone says that modestly, it's like I have my hand on my wallet and I'm walking away.
Yeah. He's probably like ranked number 3 in the country or something like that.
Before I owned the franchise, I practiced and it got to be pretty good, and I entered locally what they called was the Miller Lite World Series of Tavern Pool. And I won my local round. Then I won a regional where if you won, you would get a trip paid to Las Vegas to the World Series of Tavern Pool out in Las Vegas. First time on a plane, it was at Caesar's Palace. I ate the night before I was going to play, and then I got sick.
Terribly sick.
In my hotel room, I thought I was going to die. You know, I made it through the night somehow. I got up in the morning. I was white as a sheet. You know, I had to go play. I couldn't do it. I played, but that was it.
Not your best game.
No.
Wow. So close to being the best in the world.
Yeah, if you're at Caesar's Palace, you have to have, like, the emperor's right-hand man do all the food tasting beforehand.
Do you have any conspiracy notions about this? Do you think someone poisoned you on purpose?
No, I don't think so.
I knew you were that good.
Not my lucky day.
John Weidlich, who is from Weidlich Farm in Miller's Falls, and a pool shark on the side, and we'll have to get his Christmas trees next year. And Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.